Ignition allows us to replicate for the first time certain conditions that are found only in the stars and the sun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and on the Mixler app. If you haven't downloaded it, make sure you do so. It's available on both Android and iPhone, so you can take WGSO with you everywhere you go. So there you go. There's my plug for Mixler. Rudy, how you doing today, man?
I'm all right, bud. Just kind of hanging out. Cold and rainy out there, and sorry to hear that Mike Leach passed away, man. Mississippi State head coach, man.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was a character, man, and yeah, that was shocking, dude.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I know he was hospitalized, but I didn't see what the what he passed away from.
I believe it was a major heart attack from what I was reading. So yeah, that's pretty damn unfortunate, man. He was a good coach, good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's sad to hear, man, for sure. In 61, it's not that, you know, it's strange to say, but it's not that old, especially whenever you think, put it in perspective that it's 18 years away from you and I.
Yeah, that's true, man. And, you know, they say stress can do all sorts of weird things to your body. And, man, yeah. I can't imagine a job. I'm sure there are, you know, I mean, or comparable, but the mm-hmm. stress you're under as a college head coach. Yeah. I know from personal family experience that you basically live in your office, man. mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's for sure, man. For sure. Well, I can't believe I didn't hear about this until literally right before we went on the air. But you probably already know this, but the NBA finally did the right thing, man. They renamed the Most Valuable Player Award. Did you see what they renamed it to?
No, I didn't. Is it probably has to do with Jordan, I hope.
It is. It's now going to be referred to as the Michael Jordan Trophy, and it's a different trophy altogether.
That's cool.
It's got a new design.
Awesome.
New design right of here. It stands 23.6 inches tall, weighs 23.6 pounds, and that represents, of course, his number and number of championships. It's a five-sided base, which is a nod to his five MVPs. And the namesake badge is six-sided, which is again a nod to his six championships. The 15 degree angle of the base is because of his 15 season career. And the crystal basketball consists of 23 points, which is of course his number. And the basketball measures 1.23 inches in diameter in reference to the singularity of the MVP and of his standout career. So cool. I'm glad that they finally did something to honor him. I was beginning to wonder. You know,
I agree.
You got the Jerry West Trophy, the Hakeem Olajuwon Trophy, the Wilt Chamberlain Trophy, and that's actually for Rookie of the Year. That has nothing to do with extracurricular activities. The John Havlicek Trophy, which is for the sixth man, and the George Mikan is for the Most Improved Player of the Year. So, a long time coming, and I'm glad that he's getting his due.
Yeah, it's a beautiful trophy, man. I could only imagine seeing that in a trophy case, that you earned something that nice. Yeah. You know, also the having one of them in a championship, you know, that'd be a pretty cool deal.
Hopefully Zion can get one of those and get a championship trophy to go along with it. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely.
And I read something interesting today also that I thought I'd share with you, because I don't know if you read it or not, but I saw that Sony is finally getting their stuff together. And they said that the reason why there's been such a shortage of PS5s, which I don't know how this isn't going to do people any good, I guess, for Christmas time, but I guess it's good news on the horizon that they're going to go back, they're changing the design of it. And they said the problem has been that having two different kinds, one that's digital only and one that has a disk drive in it, they're going to make there's only going to be one now. And it'll have a detachable disk drive. And they've tested it and said that everything works smoothly on it. And they're hoping that that they're going to be able to get them out shortly. But, you know, I mean, you got one. But I have not went down the route of I didn't want to overpay for one yet. And, you know, you have to think, too, everybody that you know, it's got teenage kids that I'm sure want them for Christmas and not be able to come through for their kids. It's probably pretty crappy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you, man. They should have been able to fix that problem 2 years ago.
Yeah, I don't buy that it was because of COVID. I just don't. I'm sorry. I think they did it intentionally to drive the demand up for it. So then when it does come on, yeah, you know, when it's available, then it's like, truthfully, and I hate to compare the two because they're completely different things, but it's almost like the business model of Popeyes when that chicken sandwich came out. You know, there right. was only so many of them. You couldn't get your hands on one, and they drove the demand up where there was lines around the building, down the block. People were fighting, stabbing each other for chicken sandwiches. And I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a little ironic that that's, you know, when has there ever been an issue of not being able to get any type of gaming console?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crazy deal. The whole thing. I have the digital version of it, and you know, to be quite honest with you, I did overpay for mine, but I also hit a pretty sweet parlay. Man, I don't even know, it was a year and a half ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't even think twice about it because it was that nice of a purse that I won. Yeah, that's good that they're doing that, and that's cool that they're giving you the option to have it, you know, mm-hmm. to detach or whatever you want to do with it. Personally, it doesn't bother me having a digital one because you could always swap out the hard drive in it, and there's videos on it, and it's an easy thing to do, and you'd basically just need a screwdriver and some patience. But
well, I wonder, yeah. I mean, I have a 3 terabyte external hard drive attached to my PS4. I wonder if I would assume you'd be able to do the same thing with the PS5.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. I don't know if you could use the same like hard drive. I don't know if it's a specific one, but mm-hmm. basically you're just taking a few screws out. There's videos mm-hmm. all over YouTube about it, and you know, you put the new one in, and you know to go to settings and like reformat and whatnot, and mm-hmm. You get all that space. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's cool. I love mine. I play it every day, or try to at least, just to you know, take the edge off, because what's better than throwing, you know, 50 yard bombs to pick it in the back of the end zone, you know, or
yeah.
So
yeah, well, and I did see on the news this morning too that there was a lady from the Better Business Bureau, which, you know, you would think you wouldn't have to warn people, but it is, you know, society we live in. But if you come across any gaming consoles online that aren't from reputable places, don't spend your money, because chances are good you're not going to get one, and you're just going to be you know, $600-$700 out. And of course, you know, she also said that if it sounds too good to be true, guess what, it probably is. And I have noticed there are a few like sponsored ads on social media that you know, like, oh, well, you can get a PlayStation and only have to pay you know, $100 a month for it. A PlayStation 5. I'm like, what, where how do you have them?
Yeah. Yeah, and unfortunately there's some elderly people that, you know, have smart devices, and you know, I'm sure mm-hmm. a couple have fallen for that.
Sure. I mean, that sounds a heck of a lot better to get your kids or your grandkids a PlayStation, and you don't have to pay $700 or $800 up front. You can pay for it monthly, and that's what makes it even worse, is that, you know, those people are one way or the other on some type of fixed income, whether it's, you know, Social Security or pensions or whatever, and, you know, think that they're doing something really amazing for their loved ones, and next thing you know, they're just getting screwed out of some cash.
Yep. And no telling where it could be going to, most likely some other country, man. You know, it's crazy how all that works out.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take a break, and we want to come back. We want to talk about Monday Night Football, and some interesting things, to say the least, came out of that game. So let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, December 17th and 18th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Monday Night Football last night. I didn't watch it because, it was the Patriots and the Cardinals, and, you know, I had other things to do than watch that. Patriots ended up winning handedly, 27-13. Biggest news out of it is Kyler Murray will miss the rest of the year and probably some time next year because he tore his ACL last night. So not good for the Cardinals.
No, that ain't good at all, man. And what a disappointing team. I mean,
for real, yeah.
You got his talent, and you got a good receiving core.
Pretty good running back, James Conner, former Steeler. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's not nothing to complain about. But it's just what a disappointing year, and that even makes it worse. So.
And I have a feeling that was Cliff Kingsbury, that his name. He'll probably be shown the exit after the season's over with.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. They're gonna probably try to get a coach in there. I've heard a lot of talk about Baltimore's offensive coordinator maybe coming in and taking over next year, helping Kyler out. But if he's gonna miss some time. I mean, that shouldn't matter, but, you know, we'll see what happens with the coaching carousel there.
Yeah, I also heard there was a little bit of rumor a few weeks ago, too, about Coach Payton being interested in it, but he's not going to go somewhere where there's a damaged good quarterback You know, even though Kyler could probably make a full recovery and be back in a year, I just don't think that's going to be a good situation for him that he's going to want to step into. He's if he's going anywhere, he's going to want a ready-made, not a ready-made, but at least have a good quarterback in position, which also brings up questions of whether or not he would want to come to the Saints, but you never know. Also, the Patriots lost their running back also, and I think he left the game with an ankle injury, and I haven't got I looked earlier, but I didn't see anything about that, about what his status was. But that's huge, because he's been a pretty solid running back all year round, Stevenson, and he ended up, this had to have happened early in the game because he only had 3 carries for 8 yards. So, you know, that's, and they moved into the 7th spot for the playoffs. So chances are good they probably can get in, but they're going to have a running game, and they don't have anything past Stevenson.
Yeah. It's amazing what Belichick has done years past with patching in players and positions to get productivity out of them. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, he'd done it with the running back position, and, you know, even the wide receiving core when, you know, this was all when Brady was around too. So, but yeah, I'm kind of shocked they're at where they're at. It just shows you what a good coach he is, man. Even if a lot of people don't like him, if he comes off as a jerk, I mean, he is a good football coach.
Yep. Probably the great, well, not probably, is the greatest of all time. I mean, can't deny it, but some other interesting things that came out of it, and real quick, cause we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I don't know if it was in the pregame or postgame. I'm assuming the pregame, but RG3, Robert Griffin III, is under a bit of fire today because and people are calling for him to be let go from ESPN because of the offensive term that he used when talking about Jalen Hurts, which I assume then that would mean they probably were talking pregame show, but was talking about Jalen Hurts, and I'm not going to say what was said, but you can go find it pretty much anywhere if you Google search it. And he said, people said that Jalen Hurts couldn't get it done. He couldn't break it from the pocket. He's not the QB of the future. And I think he proved all those blanks wrong. And he said that today he issued an apology on Twitter, but he said that he meant to say bugaboos. Mm. That is not what he said. And it's a very racist and awful term. And I don't know, man. He's pretty I don't care for the dude as a commentator, and I don't know if it'll get him fired, but you might not see him for a little bit. Or maybe he might start working on like ESPN on the Ocho or something.
Yeah, or you know, start calling games for the Cincinnati Reds. I'm not sure.
Well, that would be fitting.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree with you, man. RG3, for as much for as much as he, you know, chirps on TV, you would think he would have had a more promising career. You know, I know he was a stud in college, but you know, that doesn't, there's a lot of studs in college that didn't amount to nothing in the NFL.
Yeah,
but you know, he kind of carries himself like he won like, you know, 5 MVPs and a couple championships, and that's just not the case.
Nope, absolutely not. So all right, let's take a break. We got a lot of stuff happened in baseball yesterday. I want to talk about that. Got Pelican stuff to talk about, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent. Let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A public meeting is taking place in Lake Charles to discuss the new I-10 bridge over the Calcasieu River. Lake Charles Representative Philip Tarver says the plan is to build a new bridge just north of the existing one.
It's just a new bridge that'll be three lanes on each direction, wider, more modern, more efficient, and ultimately, really, the big thing is safer.
Tarver says the projected cost of the bridge is $1.5 billion, and while $1 billion in public money is set aside to build the bridge, tolls may be needed. That meeting is being held at the Price Miller Recreational Center. The executive director of the Louisiana Association of School Superintendents, Mike Falk, believes it's time to end a mandate for juniors to take the ACT. Falk says only students planning to go to college should be required to take the ACT.
A student on a career pathway be required to take the work keys exam, and the parent has the choice if they want their child to take the ACT exam.
LRN.
Christmas is a special but busy time for Louisiana families. Our goal is to help them save time for enjoying the company of other loved ones. The Incredible Edible Egg makes the most of the holiday season by offering tasty recipes sure to delight. Visit laegg.com for time-saving recipes, ideas, and tips on the versatility of eggs. This message is brought to you by the Louisiana Egg Commission. I'm Commissioner Mike Strain, reminding you to include the Incredible Edible Egg at your Christmas table.
Love crosswords? Then play Crossword Gold from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Visit any lottery retailer and ask for Crossword Gold today for your chance to win up to $30,000. Tis the season to play holiday scratch-offs from the lottery. Play Deck the Halls, win up to 15 times. Win up to $100,000. It's beginning to look a lot like winning. Pick up Deck the Halls at any lottery retailer. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. But man, there was quite a bit of movement yesterday in baseball, and the biggest move was the and I was a little surprised. I heard the rumors about this during the winter meetings, but I was surprised that it actually happened. But Sean Murphy, catcher for the A's, was traded to the Braves in a three-team deal, which made a little bit more sense then because they had William Contreras, who was an all-star, and also wasn't Darnold was their other catcher, and he was an all-star too last year, wasn't he?
I think so. Sure. If not, it was the year before. I know he's a pretty decent catcher, man. Yeah, that was a lot of moving parts in that deal. And that just, it's like, where's the NL East getting all this money from?
Well, that's a good question. They sent William Contreras to the Brewers, and the A's got just prospects back. They got an outfielder, Ruiz, from the Brewers. They got a catcher, Manny Pena, Kyler Muller, Freddie Tarnock, and Roiber Salinas from the Braves. So they got their haul, which is a lot of prospects. Sean Murphy's good, though, but I mean, that's a lot of that's like Juan Soto prospects. And the Brewers got Justin Yeager from the Braves and Joel Pamps from the A's. But yeah, it's kind of a strange deal, and you know, it wasn't something that they needed. They had a glaring need at catcher. I mean, obviously it made him a ton better, but here's the flip side to it, because I don't know if you've read this today or not, because you probably haven't got an opportunity, but now it's being reported, since that they did that, now they don't think they have enough money to sign some of their pitching long term. So now Max Fried is on the block.
Wow.
So why would you do that?
I heard what you said, but it, at the same time, it went right over my head. I mean, I get it, but it's like, who's got the books here, man? I mean,
yeah,
somebody, you don't know how much money. What?
Yeah. He's under, and Fried is under, who's also a lefty, which makes him more valuable to teams. He's under team control through 2024. He has over the last 3 years, he's got a 2.68 ERA. Last year, he finished as the runner-up in the Cy Young Award, and he pitched 185 in the third innings, which is pretty good in today's terms. But why would you trade for something that you already had two all-stars at, that you don't, and now you don't have money to pay? I mean, you know, he's under contract for this year and next, but you're not going to be able to keep him long term. So now you're going to have to try to get something out of it. I don't understand. It seems like it's almost like a kid playing MLB The Show on PlayStation and not, you know, just trying to stack a team up and not paying attention to the salary cap, you know?
Yeah, or you got some dude sitting in an office that's overworked, living on Red Bulls, and he's seeing what all the Mets are doing.
Yeah,
he's just pushing buttons on his computer, you know, pushing keys, you know, trying to keep up and not knowing actually what the hell's going on.
And I think you probably just hit the nail on the head, is trying to keep up with the Mets and the Phillies.
Yeah.
But that makes zero sense. And well, and even to that point too, I read that the Mets are shopping what's his name? Carrasco. And he had a pretty good year.
Yeah, he's like a number four starter type deal, but he could eat some innings for you. He's past his prime, obviously. His best years were in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I also, you know, not to get out of the NL East, but you know, talk a little bit of Cardinals. You know, Rodon, I guess his preferred place would be the Yankees. Mm-hmm. And I also seen that the Cardinals, this is about 15 minutes ago on Twitter, but that he wouldn't mind the Cardinals either, but you know, we'll have to see what goes on.
Yeah. There. Yeah. You know, that's been a lot of speculation on that. And also what's his name? Nathan Eovaldi.
Eovaldi. Yeah.
That would be, and honestly, knowing the Cardinals like we do, I would say between the two of them, it would probably end up being Eovaldi, because it's not going to cost nearly as much. Now,
or Noah Syndergaard, I could see that being
mm-hmm.
an even better matchup for Mo and his bow tie.
Well, then here's something that's only gonna upset you, and I almost don't want to even tell you, but I also read last night that Wilson Contreras's contract with the Cardinals is backloaded, so they have more money to spend this year. He's only getting $10 million this year.
Yeah, I heard that on a local ESPN radio show yesterday on my way home from work. I was just like, huh. And, you know, the hosts on that show were kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got to get it. They got to get a top-tier starter, man.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And, I mean, quit playing games. Get it done.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
And I mean, they've got enough to fill out a rotation for this year. But you know as well as I do, and anybody that follows baseball, that there's going to be injuries, and you've got to be deep at with your starting rotation. And on top of that, most of their pitchers are going to come off the books. Their starters are going to come off the books next year. So what are you going to do then?
Yeah,
you know, you're still gonna be in need of a frontline pitcher, and that's never, it's gonna be the same every single year. Frontline starting pitching is gonna cost a tremendous amount of money. It's only gonna get it's only going up. It's not going down. So you're better suited to do it early, before the contracts continually rise, and you can do it at a more cost efficient position. I mean, even if that's, I say that, but it's always going to be expensive, but still. I read that and I'm like, really? He took a pay cut, and what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically telling your fan base and all the people who come through those gates mm-hmm. every summer and fall and you know whatever, all the money mm-hmm. they spend there, that hey, we don't want to spend big on pitching. We're going to mm-hmm. rely on our farm system, and mm-hmm. we're going to roll the dice, basically. And that's,
yep,
that's
and what it is. It's just not going to work that way anymore. I mean, it's got to be a good mix, you know. Obviously it's more cost efficient if you can develop good talent that are legit. And however, those players don't come around that often, you know. We'll see what happens. Hopefully Jordan Walker is everything that we hope he is, because chances are real good he'll be in the starting lineup at the beginning of the year. But there's no guarantees. I mean, there's been a lot of players that's been, you know, oh, they can't miss with this guy. This guy's going to be amazing. And I'm not just talking about the Cardinals. I'm talking about in general, and it doesn't work out. So we'll see. And, you know, there are still a few good free agents out there. There's Dansby Swanson, who we talked about, but you know, it looks like the Dodgers are going to be a player for him. And then you've also got the fact that he just married Mallory Pugh, who plays for the Chicago Red Stars of the Women's Professional Soccer League. So where's she going to want to live? Yeah. You know,
the lovely city of Chicago.
Yep. You know, you know, those things come into play, obviously. And I think that Carlos Correa is probably either going to end up, I think he's going to end up with the Giants, but I've also read that the Cubs are big in on him too. You know, I've even read that it's between the Twins and the Cubs, but I don't know. I think the Giants need to make a splash they've added a couple little, you know, a couple things here and there. They got what's his name? The pitcher was with the Padres. He used to be with the A's. Manea.
Yeah.
They got him the other day. You know, they got the dude from the Mariners, but that's not going to help them, and not in that division. You're going to need somebody else, because with the way the Padres are spending and the way the Dodgers are stacked, they don't have enough. They don't have enough to compete in that division, and they probably don't have enough to even win a wild card, truthfully.
Yeah, it's an arms race, man. Whoever has the most money and spends the most is most likely putting themselves in the best position, obviously, to win. I know that all doesn't happen all the time, but I mean, you got to figure somewhere. I mean, if you're not spending anything and expecting to go up against these big name teams that are, mm-hmm. I mean, what's that telling your fan base? I mean,
exactly.
I don't care if you're on the West Coast, you're in the Midwest, or on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Y'all ought to have money to spend. Mm-hmm. It's the major leagues, people. I mean, come on.
Well, and that's why I think that, you know, and it'll never happen, because the owners are never going to go for it. But there needs to be a salary cap, which the players won't go for, but there also needs to be a salary floor. And, you know, or maybe it needs to be some type of ranking system. I don't know, but something's got to give with it, where there's more parity in Major League Baseball, and mm-hmm. not, you know, all the teams on each coast are stacked, and, you know, the Cardinals do their normal thing and are always relevant, but you know, it still makes it tough. And then also Chris Bassitt, which I thought he had a pretty good year last year, he signed with the Blue Jays, but you know, there again, man, that's a really tough division right now. The Red Sox are probably the worst team in that division.
Yeah And if you put the Red Sox in the NL Central, I don't want to say they're the best team, but
they're up there.
Yeah, they certainly are, man. They certainly are.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I'm interested to see how this is going to shake out, and I think you'll probably see a few more things, more dominoes fall this week, and then they'll probably cool off until after the first, because everybody will be going, you know, having spending time with their family for the holidays. And then there'll be those ones, like there always are, that they'll leave hanging in the breeze, and they'll, you know, see if they can get them at a cheaper price when spring training starts. So.
Yeah, I hate that, man. I wish they could fix that too. I mean, they ought to make a date where everybody's got to be signed. Everybody has to have their business done. Mm-hmm. And then you do what you want, but get your business done, get your work done. And then we move forward.
I think that's only beneficial to everybody involved. Players know that they're going somewhere and they're ready to go. The management knows what the coaching staff knows what's going on. Everybody's on the same page, but, there's some goofy things. The Max Fried thing really blew my mind. Like, why would you trade for a catcher when you had two all-star catchers, and now you can't afford one of your best pitcher for the long term? And if you know, as well as I do, it's awesome if you got a bunch of sluggers on your team, but if you can't pitch, and you're losing 10-9 every night, that ain't gonna help you. It's still a loss.
Yep. That's exactly right, man. So,
All right. Well, let's take a break, man. We'll get collected and we'll come back. Pelicans got a game tonight against the Jazz. Actually, got two against the Jazz this week. Both of them are in Salt Lake City. So we'll talk about that and a little more fuel to the fire for the rivalry between the Suns and the Pels. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana. Our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of raging Cajuns football this season. Only on the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Faubourg Private Wealth, which provides holistic financial planning tailored for your family. Find out more at fpwa.com.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up, New Orleans, on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Something to Say radio show. And even though nobody wants to call it a rivalry yet because the Pelicans haven't won in the playoffs as of yet, what's going on between the Suns and the Pels is definitely heating up. And it might not be a rivalry yet, but it's heading in that direction. And it's being pushed even farther because yesterday, one of the announcers for the Suns said the Pelicans were using a booing machine. To make it sound like it's a lot louder in the blender, as we like to call it, the Smoothie King sender. And is that actually a thing? Is there a booing machine?
I'm sure you could probably go rent one at your local birthday party store. No, man. I don't know. Hell, how about getting an MP3 and letting it loop on your your thousands of dollar sound system in your arena? I don't think there needs to be a machine.
The Phoenix announcer, who's former Suns player Eddie Johnson, said that he was quoted saying they are booing, but they got a machine in here that kind of echoes the boos. Okay. All right, trust me, this crowd is not as loud as it seems, and they're loud. I'll give their respect, but they got a machine in here that's really working wonders, man. I'll tell you that right now, because I'm looking at people's mouths and they're not saying anything, but yet it's a lot of boos. Okay. So first and foremost, maybe Eddie Johnson's unfamiliar with what it's like in the Superdome. He might not have ever went to a football game there, but I can tell you that even going to a preseason game, it's loud. This place has a lot of passionate fans, and we like to drink and we really don't like the Suns, you know? And, you know, I also heard some things that I don't think that, if there is a quote unquote booing machine, I don't think that they would be throwing expletives in there, you know, directed at certain players that end up being a chant.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, they're just looking to have lawsuits, basically. That's,
yeah,
silly.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I thought that was funny. I wonder if they'll have do they have a boo machine? Because maybe they can use it on Saturday when the Pelicans go to Phoenix.
I don't know, man. It'll be interesting to see what the old Phoenix crowd has in for the Pels, for sure.
Yeah. I want to get a boo machine. I'm going to put it outside whenever the mailman brings bills. I'm going to boo him.
Yeah, just boo him right on out.
Well, either way, the Pels will get back at it tonight. They'll be playing. They play at 8 o'clock in Utah, and they are favored. Let's see. I know they're the favorites on the money line, but let's see here. Yeah, they are. Let's see. Helps if I get myself together a little bit better than I am. Let's see here. Okay, they are. Wow, they're only favored by two. Okay. And Utah's 15-14, and have won two of their last five. So I don't know. I think I would take the over on that one. I'll take the spread on the Pels. No problems with that one.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's all the time we got. We need to get on down the road. So I will talk to you later.
Sounds good, man.
And we'll be back tomorrow. And until then, we'll just play Gloria. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent. Let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Charges against him in the United States. Federal prosecutors in New York say former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, stole millions of dollars from customers since 2019 and up until the company collapsed.
This investigation is very much ongoing, and it is moving very quickly.
That's U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. That's U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. Bankman-Fried faces 8 charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers and conspiracy to commit money laundering. A storm system that produced tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas is moving quickly to the deep south. The storm spawned tornadoes in northeast Louisiana, while portions of southern Arkansas are under a tornado watch until late Tuesday night. Severe weather and flood watches are forecast for New Orleans overnight and Wednesday, as well as for parts of Mississippi and Alabama. The House of Representatives has passed